Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and happy Friday. Welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to catch you up before the weekend with all the news you should know about. Today, we have updates on a fire at a Lackawanna County hospital on Wednesday night. And Lisa Mazzarella brings us the latest community connection. It's Friday, February 6th. Let's get you up to date. We'll start with the fire at Lehigh Valley Hospital, Dixon City. A day after a fire destroyed its orthopedics institute, the hospital remained closed on Thursday, and its future was uncertain. The fire forced more than 70 people to evacuate, with patients moved to other hospitals. WVIA's Lydia McFarlane reports from the Dixon City Fire Department.
The hospital system issued a statement Thursday. It says the hospital will remain closed temporarily while the damage is assessed. The cause of the fire is still unknown. Lieutenant Xander Oki from the Dixon City Fire Department led the first arriving crew Wednesday night, just before 10 p.m.
Upon arrival, we had heavy fire through the roof. My crew tried to make an aggressive attack on the second floor, which we were very quickly pulled out and went to defensive operations.
Oki led his crew until about 2 a.m., when he was hospitalized at Geisinger Community Medical Center in Scranton for high blood pressure.
I was practically swimming through the water upstairs. I'm completely soaked gear, and 9-degree weather doesn't mix well.
He was discharged from the hospital Thursday afternoon. Oki says crews were on scene until after 5 a.m. In Dixon City, I'm Lydia McFarlane, WVIA News.
Thanks, Lydia. Now, Dixon City Council President Jeff Kowaleski hopes the hospital will reopen. WVIA's Kat Bolus spoke with him the day after the fire.
As the hospital burned, Kowaleski had a thought.
All the time and effort put into bringing that hospital here, you know, for the people in the community, and then to see it literally go up in flames like that piece of it, like that was so sad in a way, in a lot of ways, but in a particular way, because we knew we needed that hospital in our community.
He said people in the region need that service. Kowaleski is thankful that the first responders and the hospital knew what to do in an emergency situation.
Well, the plan worked, and it worked very well, and it was almost seamless. Thank God that it worked out as well as it did.
On Thursday afternoon, he said the cause of the fire is still undetermined. I'm Kat Bolus, WVIA News.
Thanks, Kat. Find more on this at WVIA.org. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
WVIA News is working hard to be your source for local, state, and national stories that shape your world. We're your connection to stories that truly matter, and we report to you. Find us at WVIA.org.
Welcome back. Now, one last story for you today. It's Friday, and that means it's time for another Community Connection with WVIA's Lisa Mazzarella.
Our Community Connection is in Pike County, where Susie Lyden, director of Green Trees Early Learning Center, tells us about running a four-decade-old nonprofit through dedication and tremendous community support. Susie Lyden takes the story from here.
I'm so proud to say that Green Trees has been serving families in Pike County for 40 years, and this year is our 40th anniversary. We educate children from 6 weeks old through 12 years old in our school and camp, and we're open year-round. It's a wonderful center in Wilford, Pennsylvania.
From what I had seen from the pictures, it's more like a house setting. It looks like an old-fashioned house with lots of fun things in the yard for the kids to do, so it's a very comfortable-looking place.
We are in an old historic building. Our building is 185 years old. which is wonderful, but as a small nonprofit, being in an old building has its challenges, as you can imagine.
How was the inside of the home refurbished to accommodate all of these children?
We have a lot of rooms, and we actually serve about 100 families a year in our classrooms. And we're really open from early morning, 6:30 to 6 p.m. to serve the working families in our community.
This is probably one of the safest places, and they have terrific supervision.
Absolutely. We have wonderful teachers. We're a Star 4 center, so that kind of means we're the best of the best in Pennsylvania for a licensed center. We work hard with our teachers to make sure that these children have a wonderful education. And we also ensure that we provide affordable care for families. Most of our families participate in programs like our Pre-K Counts program or the Child Care Works program, which provides child care for those folks who are income eligible. And we also are enrolled in the federal food program. And as you can imagine, Lisa, at this moment, with food prices, that certainly makes a difference to families.
Tell me about the structure of Green Trees. What are some of the programs that you implement for the kids?
We started infants 6 weeks old. We have a program, again, open all day, young toddlers, older toddlers, and then our pre-K program. Children then can continue on to our after-school program. The thing that's really unique about Green Trees is that we have kind of a before-school program and an after-school program. That's why we have this kind of option for 10 hours a day to address what you were talking about with working families. Moms and dads, caregivers have to work. So we are the center that really helps provide that care for the children. They want to know that their children are in a safe center with wonderful, loving teachers, and that is who we are. Even though we are privileged enough to serve 100 families a year, we sadly have a wait list of 87 families.
In the interim, what do those 87 families do?
They have to try to make arrangements without having a center, or they have to leave the workforce. It's critical that we stay open and operating for our families because we don't want to give families those kind of choices. It's more than a job. It's a place that has real impact for families and children and our community. Oh, I'm crying a little bit. It's like a really wonderful, wonderful place. The teachers are wonderful.
Your longevity, 40 years in Milford, that's quite a stay.
The other side of that is we're super lucky to be working with our community who holds us and supports us. I can't tell you how grateful we are for that. This is what keeps us going.
Special thanks to Susie Lydon, Director of Green Trees Early Learning Center in Pike County. You can hear more of the story on our podcast, wvia.org/community. For WVIA's Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date and ready for the weekend. Find more stories at wvia.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. We're back on Monday, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'll catch you next week, right here on Up to Date.